Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does Cole Bishop, who I think was on Brews, making the leap, and then after the game, he gave the Chiefs a little peek behind the curtain.
I didn't see this.
One of the motions on third down. Saw a play versus the Chargers where he spit it out there pretty quick. So being able to know he's potentially going to throw that ball, just chasing the motion. What about this from Hairston? This is about Xavier Worthy. Finding a difference in his posture and his effort for real. When he knows he's not getting it, when it's a run, and taking it out onto the field. Those are the That's types ridiculous. Of quotes you give after you've climbed the mountain when you've won your Super Bowl. Like, this is how we did it. So shout out to the Bills. They are the first and only team ever to lose four straight Super Bowls. They are now the first team ever to win five straight.
That is Nick Wright having a little bit of fun at the Bills' expense, probably trying to just, you know, get through the season. I like Wright a lot. I know many in Buffalo won't. I think when he kind of turns off the fan with the Chiefs, he thinks he's very good. I will say that clip, though, kind of in full agreement. Guys, don't give away the secrets, namely Max Hairston. Do not tell people. You're like, guys, change of posture. I knew Worthy wasn't giving the ball. Don't say that. There's no doubt the Chiefs are going to go to Worthy now and go, hey, cut that out. Cut it. It's going to happen.
But hey, you know what?
Still a great performance, though, by Bishop and Worthy. Bishop and Hairston.
Nick Wright, I do hope you are enjoying your snark right now, because I am covering a team that is currently in the playoffs.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. I am going to be locked in, by the way. So they're on the bye this week. I am going to be locked in to at Denver for the Chiefs after their bye. Reed is, I think, like 27-4 off the bye. I mean, he's incredible off the bye.
He's incredible off a bye week.
I will tell you, though, the way the Chiefs season has gone, I mean, they're not winning the close games that have you. This feels like the year where, like, they lost off the bye.
If they lose off the bye.
Now, all of a sudden, they're 5-5. It would be to Denver. I think at that point, you've
lost
tiebreakers. Division's done.
But then you'll have lost primary tiebreakers to almost everybody.
Yeah. So I'm going to be locked into that game. I think the Bills play Tampa that week, so that's going to be a little tough because I'm excited for that game. But Chiefs at Denver in 2 weeks, going to be awesome. We'll get to prime time players here in just a moment, but we'll go back to the phones first with it being trade deadline day in the NFL. 4 p.m. is that deadline. The Bills moved some cap yesterday. Could mean something. We'll see nothing so far across the league in the last few hours. Logan Wilson, the linebacker, going from Cincy to Dallas for a 7th. The only news we've gotten so far this morning. We'll start the segment off with Matt on the line. Matt, how are we doing, man?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Someone just mentioned about Atlanta, and I was wondering about Mooney. I don't know any of the details with his contract, but he was kind of banged up a little bit for a while. He came back, and obviously Atlanta has Drake London, like, killing it, so maybe they could see about moving a piece like that to maybe Buffalo to get like a first round pick because they don't have one.
They could. Mooney's not worth a first. That's the only thing. I think you could work that down. It depends on the contract, though. I mean,
Hang on.
Because he signed a contract with Atlanta.
He signed a contract extension. So I pulled it up here. The cap hit for the year is $8.4 million. The signing bonus was already... the signing bonus prorated $5
million, mm-hmm.
base salary $1.5.
Okay.
There is an out for that contract immediately.
Oh.
After this season.
It's just, can you get him on the books for half the year? Because he kind of does also what Rashid Shaheed does. He's a deep threat. He's a guy that a few years ago when he's a free agent, I love the idea of him. I think Sneaky Joe did as well just because of the skill set he offered. And I think you're right to bring up Atlanta too. The loss is stunning, but also they're not a particularly good football team. Like they've got really fun players. Caller just brought up Drake London as well. Bijan's awesome. Their two rookie edge rushers, by the way, are also very good. The team seemingly around them, though, is terrible.
I also think it's just more or less you don't have stability under center either.
No.
Penix has had some bad games. He's been injured as well. It's not been a good season for them there. And you do need to see what you have in him. Otherwise, what are we doing this for?
So then that maybe goes to why we get rid of one of his weapons. We know London works. We know Pitts works. Let's not get rid of anything. We're still trying to figure this out.
Hang on. It's not like Mooney's been particularly productive, though, this season either. It's been Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and a bunch of flotsam and jetsam in the passing game.
Yeah. Mooney has been hurt, though, this year.
He's been hurt a good amount of this year. But then it's just, it really is statistically for them. It's Bijan and London. And sometimes Kyle Pitts has a big game, too.
Yeah, they can somewhat have figured out Kyle Pitts, somewhat. We're getting there.
Better late than never.
Yeah, Atlanta might be interesting. I just don't know if they will because I think they want to see what they have in Penix. But it is something to note. They don't have that first-round pick. I just don't know if Mooney's going to be available or worth that even slightly.
But I do think
it might just be something they have to deal with.
It's worth mentioning like teams that might be out of playoff contention that we don't know of.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. Jordan is up next. Jordan, how are we doing?
Good, guys. Hope you guys are doing well this morning.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a lot of talk about Olave in a first-round pick, and, people may be saying a first-round pick is too much, but when you look at my opinion of it, when you look at what we've used first-round picks on, where we normally pick, you'd be using a first-round pick for a known commodity. Yes, mm-hmm. You're only getting a year and a half of them, but look at our last, say five. Harrison obviously is a bit of an outlier. It's only been two games, and he looks great. But Kincaid in 23, good player, took till year three to really take off and get that first-round value out of him. Elam's not on the roster. Russo and Oliver, again, good players, but I don't think justify the value of that first-round pick until they're in year three or four. So if I'm only getting 2 years out of that first-round pick of high-level play, because it takes till year three for these guys to really contribute, I would rather use that right now on a known commodity. I get a year and a half of Olave, and I know what I'm getting out the gate day one. The draft is such an imperfect thing, especially mm-hmm. where the Bills draft
yep.
at 27, 29, 30. It's very imperfect, and you use a first-round pick on a guy that sometimes they just don't work out. Look at other first-round receivers in the last 3-4 years that, Kadarius Toney, there's guys out there that you can come up with that don't justify the use of a first-round pick, and you 100% know what you're getting out the gate. I just think it's a better use of the pick. I don't know what you guys' opinion is.
Jordan, I love that you bring this point up because this is always my argument with people that complain the Bills traded their first-round pick to go get Stephon Diggs when they could have had Justin Jefferson, right? Jefferson out of the gate was great, but at the time coming out of LSU, the thought process with him was he's a slot receiver. Like that's what they used him for. Jamar Chase was the outside guy. He just can't come out of the draft yet. He ultimately sits out his last year due to COVID. But that was always my thing. Player you didn't bring up, and I think you could have if you really wanted to, not a first-round pick because the Bills trade back, but at the same position, Keon Coleman. You're not getting anything out of him.
Right.
Where if I trade what would ultimately be a late first, or I think you can negotiate it down because of the concussion history
That's
to a second-round pick.
It's not about it being worth it to get Olave. It's about maybe there is a cost reduction that could be happening
mm-hmm,
here
mm-hmm.
that we don't know of or could be used in negotiations.
I think it happened. And yeah, I wonder how much of an appetite the Bills have to essentially look at their offensive system, look at everyone eats and goes, nope, it's not working. We need Olave in here.
But that's
why I've always looked at Rashid Shaheed. He just adds an element they don't have.
The other
but he
part of this
change everything
is
them.
Something that another caller mentions, like because they were more interested on adding defensive line or something mm-hmm. else of
yes.
the sort. boundary receivers under Brady don't thrive anyway. And that's okay to admit that. For me, that's okay to admit that. I don't think a general manager wants to admit that sort of thing. But that's why I'm not as huge on worrying about acquiring a wide receiver, because are you getting the impact of a player like a Chris Olave? Is he Chris Olave in this lineup? Amari Cooper. Is he Amari Cooper in that lineup? Absolutely, he was not. As a matter of fact, he retires. Jerry Jeudy. Am I getting Jerry Jeudy out of this, or am I getting the Cleveland version that I'm seeing right now?
Am I getting this year's version
of Jerry Jeudy? Am I getting this year's version of Jerry Jeudy, and is that a good thing or not?
Last year was fun.
Last year was super fun, and the Bills went and acquired Cooper. And it was kind of fun, but it was still diminished returns on that as well. I think it's this offensive system. It's why I'm not gung-ho on it. And I also think that the way that they play, it is sustainable as long as they run the football effectively. And they do, more times than not, run the football effectively.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at it, because even that New England loss, they don't run the football well. They turn the ball over three times. They still only lose on a last-second field goal.
Right, it does take a drive by May to get it done.
Like, come on, help this defense out. They've been doing everything over the last 10 quarters that you need to and more, and they just keep getting battered in the process. Stable up the reinforcements. Let's go on a run.
Yeah, 803-0550, the number to call. Hang on line if you're there. We got primetime players coming up here in just a moment. As baseball's done, doesn't necessarily mean, though, they're not going to be on this list. We've got college basketball back, college football, NFL, NHL, a lot going on here. So primetime players for week number 9 here. We'll start with some honorable mentions here. Do you want to start off with honorable
mentions? I'll kick off the honorable mentions this time around. You've got too many.
I decided to cut none of them.
Wow. Okay, maybe you need to start then.
I'm going to start with Georgia Tech quarterback Haynes King. 500 total yards. I think three touchdowns. Haynes King.
Oh, I thought you said Hans.
Oh, no. No, that'd been fun. Haynes King, quarterback for Georgia Tech. 500 total yards. I think three touchdowns, lost, though, to NC State. That's why he winds up on the honorable mentions for me.
That's wacky. For me, I'm starting out on the diamond, Trey Savage. 12 strikeouts, a rookie record for a World Series in Game 5 against the Dodgers. Ultimately, it does not end well. The last chapter of Yesavage's postseason, he surrenders a home run in a game where every run mattered. But he did play well in that limited spot appearance there. I think Yesavage was fine in Game 7.
But he does still have the historic performance before that.
He still has the historic performance before that. Really played well in this entire World Series. If not for another player that's going to be mentioned much later in this segment, Yesavage would be on this list and probably...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If the result was different, is the World Series MVP.
Yep. For me, I'm going to do 3 players here. I've got 4 players total from the Cincinnati, Chicago.
Oh, no.
Whatever you want to call that game. So just real quick, the three guys that are all honorable mentions, Joe Flacco, 470 and four touchdowns. They do lose the game. Same with T. Higgins, 7 for 121 and 2. And then I did want to mention Kyle Monogany, who comes in, rushes for 176 as a spot guy coming in for DeAndre Swift, who was hurt. Ben Johnson, the dude knows how to coach offense, and he knows how to use running backs.
Forget Ben Johnson. I think it's that the Cincy players, the
also
offense
bad.
Might need to pile drive defensive players.
Yes, also bad.
All right, for me, I'm going to the ice rink for these next two. Anthony Stolarz, Toronto goaltender. 31 saves on both Saturday and Monday for a pair of wins for the Maple Leafs. Unfortunately for Buffalo, that means they're sitting in last place in the East. They're sitting in last place in the East, and it doesn't feel like it, by the way.
No, everyone is clumped together. Everyone's within 2 points.
Yeah, the Sabres win tonight. They vault all the way up to, like, fifth.
It's also why, look, it was frustrating those three games.
Those first three games are awful.
Well, the first three games, but even the three overtime losses in a row keep stacking points. It's
going to save them in the
end.
It
has allowed them to stick around everybody and not have to claw their way out. A single win tonight, like you said, vaults you into a far higher position than you are, you know, at 6 or 7 when the puck drops.
Yeah, so there it is. Stolarz, though, back-to-back 31 save performances, over 9-10 save percentage in each of those games. Fantastic from them, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. He's a Leafs goaltender.
Yes. For me, Chris McCaffrey, when he is in for San Francisco and when he's healthy, he's their everything. He is as valuable as a quarterback to most normal organizations, 173 total yards and 2 touchdowns. It does not matter who the quarterback is when McCaffrey's healthy for Kyle Shanahan. That's the most important guy in the field.
It is wild that in a season where everybody's getting hurt and then some for the 49ers, again, it is McCaffrey that is healthy and the stalwart performer on that team week in and week out. I'm staying with hockey on my honorable mentions, by the way. Brock Besser last night, 2 goals, 1 assist, including the game-winning goal last night against Nashville for the Vancouver Canucks, right in time for me to have dropped him in my fantasy hockey league.
Nice. Good decision. Good decision. Nailed that one. My last honorable mention is with college hoops last night. Watched a lot of it. I could not watch this game. I don't even think it was on television, but it's cool that it happened anyways. D2 Hawaii Pacific taking down Boise State over in the Mountain West, 79-78. That alone, there we go, baby. Also, that is the rare Quad 5 loss, and because it's a Division II team, I don't even think the metrics put that in. So Boise State loses to a D2 team, and I don't even think it'll affect their metrics. It'll just be all eye test, everyone going, no, we remember, though, day one. We remember day one.
Hopefully they play well enough that gets swept under the rug.
It won't.
It won't, because that's probably a bad start to your season and a bad omen for how it's going to go.
It's a bad omen.
All right, we going to the top five or what?
Let's go to top five.
All right, number five for me, Josh Allen. 23 of 26, 3 total touchdowns in this game, 273 yards through the air against Kansas City in almost a get-right game for Allen and his numbers, because heading into the game, he's still like one of the betting favorites for MVP. And he reminds everyone why in this game against the Chiefs. Again, he took a couple of sacks that he wanted back in there. He made mention of that post-game. But the man missed 3 passes. That's already enough for me to be like, hey, welcome back to the primetime players list here, Josh Allen.
Number five for me, we're going to stay with college hoops. It's a loaded freshman class this year across the board with the men's teams. And the best performance last night was actually the only top 25 matchup between two top 25 teams. Coa Pete, 18-year-old freshman with Arizona, goes 30 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals in the win over number 3 Florida.
Oof.
Just an incredible performance. And if you watched SportsCenter this morning, you probably saw one of his 2 dunks that were just monstrous. So, Coa Pete at number 5 for me.
Number 4, we're going with Brock Bowers. In a losing performance, 12 catches, 127 yards, 3 touchdowns. The man was necessary for every moment of that. The Raiders do ultimately lose the game against Jacksonville in overtime. I'm not going to worry about that because that keeps the Chiefs out of the playoffs. But Bowers tried to do everything that he could in order to help Geno Smith kind of stabilize for this one, because he's had a very bad season.
Did have 4 touchdowns in one pick. Four touchdowns, though.
But 3 of them going to Bowers, there's a reason for that. It's because Bowers is fantastic and every bit the weapon that they need on that offense.
Yeah, well, I have Bowers on my list a little bit later, but was a great day for tight ends. Number four for me is Colston Loveland for Chicago. Six for 118 and two touchdowns, including, I want to say miraculous game winner, but it is the Cincy defense, so it might be very miraculous.
It's still miraculous.
Yeah.
It's also befuddling.
It's befuddling. It's all. I just listening to the poor Cincinnati offensive players in the postgame. I mean, just fed up and done with the defense and everything going on there. So maybe it's not miraculous, but Colston Loveland, a huge game for him, and that last touchdown I think is like 50 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, he catches it. They're in field goal range. No tackling. He runs into the end zone. So that he's going to be number four for me.
All right, number three, I'm staying with that game, actually. Mm-hmm. In a losing performance, Joe Flacco. 31 of 47, 470 yards, four touchdowns, two interceptions. For how badly these two games have gone for Cincinnati overall in the standings, the Bengals made a hell of a trade to try to save their year.
Yeah, it has not been bad for the old man.
Oh, my God. It has been fantastic for Flacco as a Bengal. The numbers that he's putting up.
He's the oldest guy to throw 450-plus yards.
The Bengals made the right idea trading for him. The only problem is that they were already doomed to begin with because their defense was going to do this with Joe Burrow healthy.
And, yeah, you know, speaking of Joe Burrow, many are saying system quarterback. Number three for me, you mentioned Josh Allen, three incompletions. Another quarterback that only had three incompletions on Sunday Night Football. That is Sam Darnold.
We can help out with this.
There you go. So you got him on the list as well.
He's number two.
He's number two for you, Sam Darnold. I went with him mainly because the game was so out of reach. His stat line finishes at 330 and four touchdowns. He could have thrown for more. He was almost at 300 yards in the first half. Him and JSN, that connection, Seattle, way to take the misfortunes of Minnesota and make them your crown jewel.
Not to mention, though, furthermore on this, because he is number two on my list, Sam Darnold. Zach, he misses three passes for the game.
Yeah.
They were all in the second half.
I think they were all early, too. Yeah, he was perfect in the first half. I think it's very early. He 16, has an interception as well.
First half stat line, 16 of 16, 282 yards, four touchdowns. Hysterical.
Yeah, he is, again, one of the latest guys, the reclamation projects, these quarterbacks that find new life in a new system with better players, better organizational structure. And again, look, the Vikings beat Detroit. Great for J.J. McCarthy, three touchdowns. But I got to imagine it's a clean 50-50 split for Minnesota fans of they wish they had Sam Darnold still. Especially after the Carson Wentz experience when McCarthy got hurt. And you're watching in the NFC, in Seattle, Darnold continues to deal. Look, he was not good at the end of last year. He's been exceptional, though, for Seattle. From the word go, I got to watch him a lot that Thursday night game, the rivalry jersey against Arizona. Yep. That was really the first time I could sit and watch him in Seattle.
He's been incredible, especially not limited to Sunday night. But my God,
yeah.
So there we go. So that's my number two. Your number three.
My number two is Brock Bowers. I know it's a losing effort, and I do mention that with primetime players, I like them to be for wins. My thing with Bowers is he literally did everything. To get them a win.
He could.
There's only so much he can do. He catches what should be potentially a game-winning touchdown in overtime. The pass is batted down, though, for the two-point conversion for the Raiders. They ultimately lose to the Jaguars, but Bowers 12 for 127 and three touchdowns. Dude's healthy, and when he's healthy, there may not be a better receiving tight end in the game.
I'm curious, Zach. What sport is number one playing?
It's baseball.
So I'm going to guess it is a certain World Series MVP.
It is Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Just nailed it.
Real.
Dodgers nailed that one, getting him over there. He's been great for them. I think we've either talked about it on air or off air. I mean, he's developed into their best pitcher and their future ace. He's already kind of the ace now, and he had to pitch a lot in this World Series, and every time he did, he nailed it.
Complete game in game one. Allows one run. Allows one run in game six, also a win, six innings. Pitches two more in game seven, gets the win.
Mm-hmm.
He has three wins in this series credited to him, and he has more wins credited to him in this series than runs allowed. Three wins, two earned runs. for the World Series MVP, Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
So that's number one for both of us. Week 9 primetime players. We'll be posting that on social media here in just a moment. 803-0550, the number two call. We got to take a quick timeout. But Steve, JJ, Mike, if you can hang on the line here when we come back, we'll get to your calls as we keep on rolling here on a trade deadline day in the NFL. We've also got the Sabres later tonight hosting Utah, 6 p.m. pregame, 7 p.m. puck drop. You're listening to WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.